Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
I was grabbing a beer.
Welcome to Porch Talk, the podcast where 20-somethings and a 30-something try to help you figure out your life along the way. Welcome to the Valentine's Day special. I'm Eric.
Ezra, Brock Road Elementary, class of 06, valid. Brock Road Elementary, valedictorian.
I'm Morgan. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a 28-year-old cat mom.
Love you just slipping your age in there for the people.
Mm-hmm. You are not 28 for the record, but
But it's not nice to call women out on lying about their age, though.
Yeah, no. Someone actually told me that. I actually had somebody ask me if Morgan was 35. I said, "Good God, get a grip! She's 36."
Oh my God! I'll literally show my license.
Well, you can't get a fake license. What are we talking
you
about?
You can lie on your license. My license says I'm 6'1".
There's no way.
And I'm 6'2". I swear, my license says I'm 6'1". I swear my license.
Put whatever you want on your license.
I'll bet you $10 right now. And it says I have hazel eyes. Promise you.
That'd be pretty dumb.
What would be pretty dumb?
For you to have that on your license?
Why?
I mean, he couldn't be profiled because his height would be inaccurate because he's 6'2".
Mm-hmm. Because you would literally get pulled over and they'd be like, "This isn't you."
So when they pull you over, they say, "Step out the car." They have measuring tape and they stare deep into your eyes. Has that happened to you? Tell me right now.
I mean, if it says hazel eyes.
Hazel and brown are pretty much the same color.
They're not.
I didn't say what shade of hazel. It could be a dark hazel, nigga. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It could be 6'1 in a certain pair of shoes. Get a grip.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's the hazel eyes for me. The height is like whatever.
Yeah.
But it's... We know you're not more than 6'8", or 5'8".
6'8", yep.
You're right, I am not more than 6'8". You caught me there. 5'10 and a half on a bad day, 5'11 on a good day, light hazel eyes on the best day, dark hazel any other day.
Okay.
Is this jealousy?
Her issue was never really with the height. It was the hazel eyes of all things.
I know, this is what it is.
I can't let that stand.
It's because she's light-skinned and she didn't acquire that trait. So now she's hating on me for being dark-skinned with hazel eyes.
I have really pretty light eyes. This is ugly on you.
This projection, this is ugly on you. That's all I'm going to say.
I already have light eyes.
This black is so Morgan. We can't be doing this.
Yeah.
We can't. Hate to see it. All right, since this is the Valentine's Day episode, Ezra cooked up a lot of Valentine's Day adjacent topics, and I know he teased this last week. I know he wants to get this off his chest immediately, so I'm just going to let Ezra cook on this. Ez, give us your thoughts on Galentine's Day, and I guess also Valentine's Day, if you have any beef with that as well.
Thoughts originally on Galentine's Day. It's dumb. I don't understand it. It would be like if you had no children, so you and your friend group set out to celebrate Mother's Day motherlessly. That's what Galentine's gives. You single, lonely, depressed women have no man. So you set out to try to almost make a mockery of the holiday of love by saying, "Oh, we love ourselves so much." No, you don't. You don't have a man. All of y'all were on Tinder looking for a Valentine's Day. You just could not find one. That would literally be like childless mothers who have been rejected in the adoption process year after year getting together on Mother's Day to have their own celebration. It's ridiculous. At some point, we got
to
call
it. I literally just went to a Galentine's Friday. And
how many of those girls there had a boyfriend?
It was all the girlfriends of my boyfriend's friends. They invited me to it.
That's ridiculous. Now, y'all have gone out of your way to make a mockery of Galentine's Day. Because that's not even what that's for. So now you're making a mockery of the girls. You're making a mockery of the girls who are making a mockery of not having a man. Because y'all all have men. And now you're out there rubbing it in their face. Sick. This is even worse. I did not think anything could get worse than this. Y'all found it. What did y'all do?
It was fun. We painted. Oh my gosh. We made bouquets, and we also painted wax, like, on candles. And I'm, like, really intent on, like, working on mine. And then I look around, and everyone's drawing flowers on theirs. And then mine is of drawing my cats. I was the only one who didn't do flowers.
Morgan's, she's new to dating, so she still has those like single girl tendencies where she's like, cats, I have cats, that's all I have.
I'm a cat mom. Yeah. To my personality.
Shout out to the girls still listening, I'm assuming, hoping that we talk shit on them eventually.
What girls? You talking about Sam?
Oh, fuck, oh,
the
Sam.
The new friends, the new Galentine group.
Yeah, she replaced Sam.
But that's interesting because you've never had female friends to have a Galentine with. So I guess
that's not
I
true.
Guess finding I've had, your man, I
I've
guess
had like three Galentines before.
I guess finding your man and him introducing you to friends was a good thing because you would never have had a Galentine's without him.
No, I mean I've had Galentine's before, but they were just a little bit more wilder than staying at someone's house and
just getting blackout drunk at the bar with Sam. That was her Galentine's.
Was this even a Galentine's or was this just shorties hanging out while y'all men was hanging out?
No, it was Galentine's. He had like there were decorations and everything.
So decorations or it's girls hanging out with decorations. Is the bar for Galentine's?
I'm not buying this. Nah. They just hung out. She's trying hard to fit into the Galentine like group, but she's not even one of them for real. Like, you got a man. Shut your happy ass up.
I was honestly like super like shocked and happy I actually got invited. So
no, I'm a little shocked you got invited too. I was like, damn.
But man. Honestly, I was so high when I walked in, and I was like, fuck.
Making a mockery of Galentine's Day.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. You're not even taking that shit serious.
I did. I worked really hard on my bouquet. It's
Galentine
really
lame. The one that you were painting cats on, get a grip. Galentine's lame. Valentine's might be just as bad. I think it's one of those things where I don't think any guys really like Valentine's Day. I don't think anybody's like got it circled on their calendar. I can't wait for this, or this is gonna be a lit time. I think it's kind of one of those things that, like, you just do it and you get used to doing it because, like, you don't want your shorty to be the one shorty in the friend group where nothing happens for her on Valentine's Day because then you're a shitty person and it don't hurt to, like, do something nice on that, like, one day. You're clearly doing nice things throughout the year, but it don't hurt to also do something nice on that day. And if you are with a nigga, anybody out there who says, like, I don't really do Valentine's Day because I do something for you every day, leave him now. Like, he sucks. That's, like, the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. That'd be so crazy.
People are using that still to this day.
Well, let me ask you this. When did you start Hey Valentine's Day? I feel like it was almost ingrained to you at a certain point. Like there was like propaganda where you're like, Valentine's Day is a made up holiday, blah, blah, blah. And then like men have just like latched onto that ever since it like went mainstream.
Probably after college, because you didn't really have to do nothing back then for real, for real. But once you actually had to, like, do things, you had to fight the lines for reservations. You had to try to get plans. The older you get, like, the better something's got to be. Can't really do the same thing every year. That's probably when it became kind of a chore-esque. Because it's like, I'm doing it, but, like, I'm going out of my way. You know you're paying Valentine's Day prices. The flowers were $29 yesterday. Today they $48. So the price is hiked. Restaurants only have set Valentine's Day menus. Some lame shit like that. That's like kind of like been like, okay.
I'm so excited.
For what?
I've been waiting for this day forever.
Let me ask you, yo, what you doing for Don?
Yeah.
Oh, I got him a gift. I got him a couple.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then I'm going to give him another one that night.
ladies, just for the record, I wish I had a microphone so you could see when I leaned and started speaking louder. Ladies, sex is not a Valentine's Day gift. Let's just put that out there. Right here, right
it
now.
It is if it's an additional gift.
If it's an additional gift, it's not really a gift. It's an expectation. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to dress like low-key like a whore. For him.
So like your regular outfit. Like what you talking about?
Yeah, her day to day.
Like what?
I'm very modest in how I dress.
Mm.
Interesting.
I can't wait for the recap on what you got him. Because if it's lame, you're gonna know.
It's not lame.
I'll let him be the judge. I'm going to DM him on Wednesday. You get some lame shit yet?
Just 5 a.m. You're at work. He wakes up. He's probably also at work because he works early.
He's up too. Do you guys follow each other, Ezra, or is it just Eric?
I don't think so, but I might throw him a follow.
You got to hit him with a follow. Great content.
Him?
Great content.
Yeah, he posts all the time.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, you're not on his close friends.
Oh, I was about to say, she's not on the private.
Fuck.
Damn.
Yeah, okay.
Hate to see it.
That's hilarious.
Let's just keep talking Valentine's Day plans. Let's see, what do we have? What do we have for our Valentine's Day plans? And do you think it'll ever be like one of those couples who just doesn't do Valentine's Day anymore?
We are going to a restaurant, which is really cool because like he built some of the stuff at that restaurant when they were like opening up. So that would be pretty cool to see like the actual things he actually built. But it has a set menu and everything. I think eventually, obviously, it's our first Valentine's Day together, so we're going to go out. But we're so laid back, I could definitely see just staying in after, like, this year.
Yeah. The celebrating will probably... This is our last, like, boyfriend-girlfriend one, so we'll go do something. We stayed in last year. The celebration will probably... It just depends. I feel like you get busy, life happens, you have kids, shit like that. It's probably something more like just a dinner or fucking something on the weekend, which isn't crazy.
Like on a Wednesday.
You said what?
Yeah.
It's on a Wednesday this year.
No, that's like kind of lame. We're going to go to the latest dinner possible because I had a 7 o'clock prime, but she's got class that day. So we're going to go to a 9 o'clock, no, 8:45. Actually, it might be 8:30. 8:30. And then we're going to catch a movie after that. So the latest movie start time.
Oh my gosh.
You know the deal. Some
you have to wake up so early the next day.
Said, that what? Sounds exhausting.
Oh no.
You have to wake up so early the next day.
You know how it be for real. You know, some flowers. Got the flowers already. Get the flowers early before the Valentine's Day prices hit. That's why I be telling all my boys.
They already hit. They hit like 2 weeks ago.
No, honestly, they probably did go up a little bit.
I could send you guys one of my bouquets.
I'm okay, for Galentine's.
It's really cute.
I heard you were not about that shit, so I'm good.
Not about what?
Like making bouquets. That's like not what you do.
Oh, but I'm good at it.
Yeah, no, like nah.
Got it.
Yeah. I'll send you pics later.
Our plans are kind of split, right? Because I was too late to the game, even though I was looking at shit like 2 weeks ago.
That's too late.
So... I did put my name on the list thing for like if there's any cancellation, so I'll keep my eyes out for like tonight, tomorrow, see what happens. But if not, we'll do something at home Wednesday. There's a new little movie we're going to watch, and then Friday we'll go out and do like dinner or whatever. And it'll be nice. We'll have a little bit more time. Won't be as stressed.
What movie are you going to watch? It'll Upgrade? Nice.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm good. I'm fucking goated.
Yes, sir. I saw the preview and I was like, I gotta watch this.
I just seen that shit this weekend.
Just because of the mean girl.
I just seen that shit this weekend. That joint was actually like good. Like it's a solid little.
It was.
Yeah, it's a solid little rom com.
I just don't like her.
I don't know her.
She's from Ridgedale. She's super annoying.
I ain't never seen.
Yeah, Upgrade dropped, and then there's one dropping on Valentine's Day on Netflix. I forgot what the name of it is, but we might also watch that.
We're going to watch a little rom-com in theater. No clue what it is.
You should watch My Bloody Valentine.
That's not going to be getting watched.
That's a personal favorite Valentine movie.
I'll keep that in
there. I was thinking about going to the movies after we went to dinner, and I looked to see if because you were talking about Mean Girls. Yeah. They were like not showing it on Fridays. I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
what possible
crazy
movie could be better than Mean Girls?
You need to go on Wednesday.
Bro, which probably it is fucking... They're probably like booked out with the Bob Marley joint that's coming out this week.
Ooh.
Yeah, that joint's gonna be good. It looks good at least.
I don't know if that's be like a Valentine's Day vibe though.
It's kind of interesting.
Wait, what love?
I think it drops.
You guys have
on,
what love?
I think it drops on Wednesday.
No, you need like rom com. That has some like it seems like it's gonna be a lot of heavy moments in that.
They got one rom com out. It's been out for a little while though.
I'm not sure if I love rom-coms. It's like very few that I'll watch.
Terrible take. Stupid Love? Great.
No.
You don't like Crazy Stupid Love?
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard you talk about that so many times, though.
No, you have talked about it a few times.
It's a great movie. Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, Steve Carell.
It's definitely like one of your favorite movies ever.
It's definitely a top five, for sure. At least rom-com. I don't know about actual, but...
I'm thinking it's actual.
Is there a difference between rom? Is there a big difference between rom-com and rom? Like, are we taking a rom-com over a rom?
Yeah, because rom, for
you
sure.
Don't have the com.
Yeah, there's no comedy.
I don't know. I feel like the best, if I was to think off the top of my head, the best rom-coms, I don't think it's even close to like the best roms. Like the roms are so
different.
I could say like, what's that movie where Channing Tatum is like married to the girl from Mean Girls? What's her name? Rachel McAdams or something, and she loses her memory and like doesn't remember that she's married to him, and then her parents, who never liked Channing Tatum, didn't like him, so they were trying to convince her that she was dating this other guy.
Damn,
fuck that. Yeah, it was really depressing.
Get some
gold. No, it's actually based on a true story too.
The Vow?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Two.
Definitely not comedy.
You know, it just really sounds like a rom.
Yeah, it's just a rom. But
I might be a rom-drom.
Yeah, that was a movie I watched once, and I probably would never want to watch it again because it was depressing.
But was it good?
It was good, but it was depressing. I would watch a rom-com more than once.
Anna watched this rom. It was actually the day I went to go pick up the engagement ring. Like, met up with the boys, picked up the engagement ring, got some kosher deli. Like, just had a day of it, try to, like, because it was in the normal pattern. Then I come home, I'm, like, trying to stash it. She's just bawling her eyes out watching this fucking movie on the couch. I was like, what the hell is going on in this household while I was gone?
Was it 7 pounds? 7 pounds is great. Greatest rom ever made.
No, I'll have to text her about it, see if she'll tell me.
I watched a sad movie yesterday, too. It's definitely what I'm going to say for my... recommendation. I was crying like a baby.
I don't think I want that. Like, I have so much little time right now. I'm like, I don't want to spend my life watching something that's just going to make me sad. I want positive vibes.
I hate that, like, this is, like, kind of stirred a little bit, but the very first time I saw that Kevin Hart Fatherhood, that jump was probably, like, one of the saddest movies I've ever seen. Just, like, from a dad standpoint, like, getting your kid taken away, shit like that. I was like, damn, this is rough, buddy.
I've never seen that.
No, Fatherhood is good.
His kid gets taken away by CPS?
It was, like, 3 years ago. I don't 100% know what happened with that kid. It was something along the lines of, like, I think the mom died.
And then... it was him, like, figuring out fatherhood and shit.
He's got to learn how to, like, raise the baby on his own without a mom. Mm.
The worst part is, I saw the trailers. I didn't think anything of it. So me and Anna put it on, and then, like, it just gets so sad.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck did you put on? Like, I didn't sign up for this.
I did not expect that. Because it's Kevin Hart, boy. And it started out kind of, like, upbeat. And then that shit just tanks.
Wow. Tragic.
Yeah. Let's see. I have another thought just about Valentine's Day in general I want to get to. Mm-hmm. So when I was looking for like restaurants, a lot of them, and this was like the first week in February, like because it was whatever. A lot of them didn't post what their like Valentine's Day menu was going to be. Like I saw the place that we're going to finally post theirs yesterday. And I was like, how do you not give people a heads up if you're going to have, like, a fixed menu? Like, I'm not just going to book a restaurant without having any knowledge of what's going to be on the menu. Like, what if it's just something that, like, no one wants to eat? That's crazy. You got to put that shit out 2 weeks in advance. Like, if you're going to be booked up, I need to know what's going on.
Our menu looks fucking bomb.
I agree. And I understand, like, the point of a fixed menu, but I hate that shit. Like, So I get it. They want to get people in and out. It's a busy day for them. It's easy to like limit what they're cooking. They can like kind of prep it. But like, I don't know. If I like a restaurant, I'm choosing to go there. If I want some shit off menu, get it for me. But they be on bullshit. What you want, little dog?
I think restaurants just like to take advantage of it. And they're like, fix a menu. It's like a salad. And then you get a filet mignon and lobster tail. Here, $75. Enjoy. Like,
oh my gosh. They just
love to do that.
Ours has so, like, it has like 5-6 different choices for a starter. It's like there's oysters, or there's scallops. There's a whole bunch of different things. And then
how many entree options do they have?
Like, same thing, like 5-6. And then dessert, there's only 3.
At that point, why do they even got a fixed menu? It's not like they're serving a whole damn menu.
It's a good-ass menu. And then both of us get to choose something. So we'll probably get 2 from each. It's going to be great. I'm excited.
Hey, you're doing it right.
Yeah. I guess you guys just need better taste at restaurants.
Like, no, the restaurant we're going to is solid, but like, still don't like a fixed menu. Oh, I'm going to one without a fixed menu. The fuck? I don't want another nigga telling me what I'm going to eat when I went on my way to come here.
Yeah, I'm also going to a non-fixed menu because it's on Friday. So, credit to me. Where do you guys even rank Valentine's Day as a holiday?
It's not like really a holiday. It's kind of fake. Is there any historical significance to Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I think it was corporate.
I don't want my holidays backed by historical significance per se.
Well, I mean, like Christmas, there's, you know, like Jesus.
Get a grip. That is
4th of July, Independence.
Who's Independence?
I don't know.
Let's see. I think it was like a saint, wasn't it? They like celebrate this every year.
If I had to like, it's probably middle of the pack. It's not Thanksgiving. It's not. The problem with that is it's going to come behind all of the drinking holidays. I don't even like Halloween, but like you can drink on Halloween. You can drink on 4th of July. You can drink on Juneteenth. You can drink on Memorial Day. You can drink on St. Paddy's Day. So it's got to come but after all of those because Valentine's Day, not really a drinking holiday.
For wine, it is.
Yeah, but like you're not really. You with your
it's
person.
It's like public drinking. It's like relationship drinking. It's like just you two. You're not going out to the bar with everybody like celebrating.
You want your person, like, you're trying to have quality time. Probably don't want your quality of time to be you getting fucked up. It's probably near the bottom, honestly. I hate to think that, but now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, it's probably down near the bottom. Like, it's better than Groundhog
Day. Does it rank over MLK Day?
It does beat out MLK Day. I'm sorry. Because what the fuck I get for that? I still got to work on MLK Day. And nobody drinking on MLK Day.
President's Day?
It's going to be President's Day, for sure.
It's not better than Memorial Day or Juneteenth or 4th of July.
No.
Labor Day?
No. That's like the last party of the summer.
But you get Labor Day weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, you get the Labor Day weekend. It's like the last party of the summer. Nah, can't be that. It's not going to be any holiday that's like on that Monday. So it's not even going to be Veterans Day because Veterans Day is going to get you a 3-day weekend every year.
What about Columbus Day?
Didn't they change that? That's
like Valentine's more than Columbus Day.
I agree. And didn't they switch it to like Indigenous Day?
Call it by its name. People Day.
Accordingly, on the U.S. government's website, it's still considered Columbus Day.
I don't think they update it.
No, this is for 2024.
I just don't think they update it. Everything.
No, I don't know. Yeah, it's not a top tier holiday by any means.
It's really just a day to get a nice dinner and spend some quality time with your person. Which there's nothing wrong with that, but like, It's not going to beat out none of the days when you're getting fucked up or the days where you're getting gifts.
Or your birthday.
Or your birthday. True. Might be Easter. Easter doesn't really have much significance to me as an adult.
You don't do like a family dinner or anything? Mm-mm.
We don't even celebrate Easter.
No, you don't celebrate Christmas any. Well, now you kind of celebrate Christmas a little bit.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Maybe you'll start celebrating Easter kind of, sort of soon.
Nah, no need.
You're not going to do, if you have kids, you're not going to put eggs around the house?
My kids are going to be way too real, nigga, for that. And it'll only be one kid. An Easter egg hunt for one kid, get a grip.
All right. Has your love language changed over time and throughout different relationships you've been in? I don't think so. I think I'm still a pretty big acts of service person. So I think that is still me through and through for sure.
I think my
I definitely like physical touch more
than gifts.
I like physical touch more than what I used to like physical touch. Like, I used to not like to be touched at all, but now I'm more affectionate in that way. And I like that to be reciprocated as well.
Morgan in her 30s has definitely, like, loosened up a bit.
Yeah, we knew when she got to her 30s she would.
Well, in 2 years, we'll see.
Get a grip. I think mine changed some. I think I used to be an acts of service guy in, like, my teens, young 20s. Definitely probably changed to a quality time type of guy.
With your fucking work schedule the last couple of years, that makes sense. Jeez. Yeah. You got no free time.
I just want to chill for real.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like, can you do a question of the day and ask people this?
Yeah, no, I can definitely get that out the way. It was brought to me actually by someone who submitted it because they were asking, they were like, I'd like to hear different people's perspective on it. And I think most people's is probably going to stay generally the same. I think what probably changes is the way you give love, because I think you adapt that based off of your person.
Yeah. That's where a lot of people still continue to fuck up in dating is not giving your partner's love language to them. Like, you're doing it your way, which causes a lot of issues.
Keep serving the nigga the same old nigga sandwich. It's sick.
I gotta spice it up.
All right. We don't need to talk about our finalized Valentine's Day plans because I think we've already shared those, correct?
Yeah, we might have.
Before we get into our next topic, we wanted to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of this week's episode, Zencastr. When we first started recording Quarterchalk, we were using whatever rinky-dink setup we could, but we realized we needed to step our game up to a legit setup, and that's where Zencastr came in. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log into your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guest. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Trust me, I know. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute it to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use our code PORCHDOG and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experience we do for all our podcasting content needs. It's time to share your story. Honestly, they have a free plan too if you need it. Just as good. Shout out to Zencastr and let's get back to the episode. All right, let's just hop into this top five then. This week we are doing the top five ways to express love.
As trash as I think it is, I think them niggas who make like playlists for they person, they probably up there. Like, music goes a long way. Like, if you sit down and make a playlist for your shorty or your man, that's probably up there for me. Next, I would probably say cooking. I think cooking for someone is just a love in general. So, the playlist.
That was my top one.
No, it wasn't. Why do you try to bite my flow everywhere? Actually, I'm not going to get in this back and forth. The playlist, the cooking, next, bed sharing. Not intimacy per se, but bed sharing. If you can like lay in bed with some routinely, regularly, and like it's not an issue, that's probably some, we'll call it cuddling. We'll call it cuddling. That sounds better than bed sharing. Flowers is going to be four. It's lame as shit, but like niggas is still doing it. And then like long, in-depth conversations. Or it doesn't have to be long. Just in-depth conversations with context. Not context, love substance. It. Substance conversations. There we go. I'm trying to work on how to word this right so niggas know what to vote for when they see it. Because they haven't been seeing the right wording to vote for it. Substance conversation.
That's been the issue the whole time. It's the wording.
Yeah. Okay. One, cooking.
She wants to be me so bad.
I can't wait for her to do your whole list just in different order.
Literally.
Cooking was it. Because I love getting cooked for.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
two. I would say like like a written letter.
Mm.
Or like poem, you know, written words. Three. I would say verbal words.
Yep, love it. Written and verbal words.
What's like next, fucking sign language?
T-shirts. Four. You know.
I love video because before I would just cut this random shit because it was like no one wants to hear dead. But now you can just watch as Morgan's brain is trying to figure out what the fuck is next for four and five.
Four, you know, like actually, like if someone says something and then like later on, like, let's say, you know, they want new shoes or something. And later on, you get them those shoes.
So remembering.
Bit, yeah, remembering. And then five. Sex.
There you go. Love it. You know, when I was cooking up my list, I was like, I'm going to do some bits and have some fun with this. But, like, there's no way, like, mine's going to be the worst. And I still don't think it is. Morgan, that was a terrible showing from you.
That shit was fucking horrible.
What do you mean?
It was a terrible list.
Okay, well, we'll see what the people say.
If people vote for this, I swear to God. You should have done sign language four. That would have been incredible. Should have done it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Number one, clearly words. I don't know how that's not everybody's number one. Telling people, expressing your love in a very public manner. Clearly,
I literally gave you three versions of that, almost.
Oh, my gosh.
Number two, how big of a diamond do you get them for their engagement ring? Clearly another great status of showing your love.
That's true.
Number three, letting them get the last bite of food when you're sharing a little dish. You're like, oh, you take the last bite. It's fine. Whatever. Number four, you get them a pet. Just people like pets. People like pets. Get them a pet. And number five, you make them watch football with you. Nothing is more love than sharing such a great sport and forcing them to watch it. Classic.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming in second.
There's no chance. Yeah, I guarantee you I will come second. No, definitely.
I'm either first or second.
You're definitely not first. I promise you that.
If you get first, I'm shutting down top five.
Yeah.
Canceled forever. Well,
we'll see.
Post topic, real ones only. Super Bowl was yesterday. Not very eventful game. Shout out to the Chiefs. New season, go Birds, we're back. New season starts today. But Ezra was in the Berg and then had to commute back to Charlotte last night and then worked in the morning. So I can't believe that you even thought about doing such a thing.
the game really fucked me by going into overtime. It added like 40 extra minutes. Fuck it. I didn't leave until 11. So I got to Charlotte around like 4. And I don't work until like 4:45, 5. So I just sat in the car and did some work to get prepared. Because I was like, if I go home first, I'm not getting back up and getting in the car. So, and I was like, if I take a nap now, like, I'm not waking up. I haven't slept yet since 6 o'clock yesterday morning. The boy is beat. And then my boss just hit me with something he's got questions about. And I'm like, yeah, like, this is not getting done tonight. After this, I'm going to do some big relaxing. Probably put on Chopped and fall asleep on the couch for a bit.
What, yeah. Terrible time code, or what time does your boss operate in?
He in Jersey.
Is he East Coast?
Yeah, that nigga fucking...
Why the fuck is he doing
stuff? Buddy will call me at like 3 o'clock in the morning. He'll call me at fucking 9. He called me on Thanksgiving, during Thanksgiving dinner at like 6 on some dumb shit. It just be... Mm-mm. It'd be kind of crazy, man. He's one of those guys where he like loves the grind. Like, I want to be up at loaded at 4 o'clock. I want to see the trucks come in. I want to smell the diesel. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, I don't. I do not.
I had a boss like that, and he would call me after hours and just be like, try and tell me the exciting news about what was going to go happen with the company. And I would literally be like, oh, that's cool. And he'd be like pissed off because I wasn't excited. Like, you're calling me after hours. Honestly, at the end of the day, I'm just here for a paycheck. I don't really care about this news.
And I got to do so much traveling.
Don't care about these companies.
About to go to Atlanta for a break. Then I got to go to fucking Memphis and Jersey. Fucking, I think what some of them fail to realize is like my, the one I'm referring to, that's my boss's boss. Cause my boss is the director. His boss is the managing partner. He like has stake in the company. So like, yeah, you got to love the grind at 4 a.m. I don't get nothing but a check here. Like, that's it. I don't got no percent.
I saw some posts from an entrepreneur, and they were doing like a question and answer, and they were like, how many days do you think is like ideal to work? Like, how many do you like to work? And they were like, 7. I don't like to take any days off. Like, but I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you don't like your fucking weekends? They're like, yeah, I like to just grind emails. I'm like, no, that's stupid. Like, we need to stop giving people this much power where you're like, I need to follow and do what other people say. It's insane. You're going to burn out so quickly.
Yeah, that's
they must not have like an office job.
I mean,
they don't have an in-office job, or they don't have a life. And I think niggas fail to realize that, like, some people really don't have lives. And I'm not competing with the nigga with no girl, no kids, no nothing. Like, all he do is work. You are going to beat me every time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what my mindset for 2024 is. Like, I'm just like, all right, we'll see what happens. I'm not going hard right now. I don't feel like it. It's too early. I'm already fucking, dude, today was the worst. Today was like, I don't know if it was the weather or what, post-Super Bowl, but like, I was just dragging. Just couldn't get it going today. Just chalk it up to the game. It is what it is.
Oh my God, I was off today, and all I could think about is how I don't want to go to work tomorrow.
Bro, that's like the craziest part, honestly, because like my weekends go so fast, it feels like, and I feel like that's why we need more than the two-day weekend, because I feel like on that second day, it's like, fuck, I got to go back to work tomorrow. And that consumes like a good 20% of my mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, they three day weekends just need to be 4-day work week. I don't care. I'll work a little extra hours even. I don't know. Actually, I don't want to commit to that. Just give me 4 days with the regular work schedule.
I might pull some stats on that for Up With McCass, because I've seen a ton of companies in January when everybody was laying niggas off who were like posting about their 4-day work weeks or come work for them. I'm not going to lie. Some of them, they were promising 4 days, 32 hours a week, same salaries. They were including like all health benefits. The problem is a lot of it is like tech shit. Because I feel like tech is like the most progressive like sector of work right now. But yeah, some of them boys live good.
Yeah, super volatile though. All this fucking AI shit. That's a whole different podcast we get into.
Truly.
Does anybody have anything else? We can kind of wrap this up. Everybody get some nice rest.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Cool. All right, let's get into some music and TV recommendations. I'm going to find the show.
For TV, I'm going to go the movie. I'm going to say Upgraded. The Jonas like that. It's a good rom-com. For music, oh my God, I listened to a lot since I was in a car so much recently. I'll go Successful by Drake. It's always a classic. Never skip it when it comes on.
TV, I watched this sad movie where I was bawling my eyes out. Sun Coast. It has Woody Harrelson in it. It's really good. Song wise, I'll go Red Rum, 21 Savage.
TV wise, we finished The Nanny. Shout out. It was a good ending, but it could have been better. But the show that I'm going to recommend, if you like Knives Out, anything kind of like that, Hulu has a show, Death and Other Details. Highly recommend. Good Knives Out vibe. Like 40-minute episodes. I think there's going to be 8 or 9 in the season. Highly recommend. Definitely give that a watch. Music-wise, I'm going to go with All Yorn, Tyler Childers, I'm assuming. I don't know. But good song overall. That being said, we're going to wrap this podcast up. Thank you for listening. As always, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Porch Talk, No A. There's even Apple Podcasts. There's even on Spotify. Share the podcast with a friend. Thank you for listening. Back next week. Peace.